Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye, and today we meet the Three B's Americana band from Providence, Rhode Island, called the Low Anthem. Ben Knox Miller, Jeff Prostowski, and Josie Adams formed the band and recently released a third album, Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. Considering the scientific nature of the title, I remarked to the band that I was surprised to find so many biblical references in the songs.
We think of this as a gospel record for scientists and social philosophers.
Excellent way to put it. Well, how does this differ from how has the band evolved, I guess, to this state? If people heard the first album, would it fit well with this? Or?
You know, the first album, the arrangements were somewhat more similar to each other, and it was really folk and the quieter side of Americana. And this record, we just stretched out a little bit and put some real rock and roll tracks on. This record also has a much more coherent idea, start to finish. So I think that was a big thing. Also, this record, we already had put a record out, so we weren't trying to define ourselves and say everything. We were just trying to do sort of a very specific thing and like deliver this idea. It was liberating in that way. To not think that this was the very thing that was going to represent you. And also, this record we did in just a few weeks of lockdown, isolation, rather than the previous record, which was done by ourselves over 9 months of just grueling self-criticism and self-hatred, perhaps.
We should mention, we haven't mentioned yet, that the band is from Rhode Island, and you met at Brown?
Yes.
And when you talk about being locked down, you went to Block Island, not for vacation, but in the winter?
Right, off-season.
What's that like there? It must be really isolated. Kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's an island, I guess, just smaller than Manhattan, and I think that the off-season population is about 800. We went on New Year's Day, and it was just empty. There was nothing.
Kind of
no
stark.
Sounds, no traffic. Beautiful, really beautiful. And you know, I hear it in the record. It's very stark and it's very spacious and often empty. But then it has its fits, you know, and it's kind of like what was brewing in our little studio. Sort of these fits and explosions. Try to get 11 people to live together in isolation for 2 weeks and work on a project like this, and it was just sort of explosive at times.
The majority of the songs on here are written by Ben, who we're talking to, and Jeffrey as well. There is a cover of another collaboration. It's Tom Waits' song with Jack Kerouac's words. Do you know how that came about? Obviously, they didn't get
together. It's actually Kerouac's song, and we were unclear about that at the time. But Kerouac made a... Vince Gilsa taught us this, actually, in a radio show on FUV. He said he played all the different versions of that song for us on air back-to-back in the way that only he could get away with. Kerouac was doing a reading from On the Road, which was sold as, you know, books on tape. Kerouac reads On the Road. And just sort of off the cuff said, I wrote a song last night, and here's how it goes in between takes, and sang that into the microphone, and it's muffled, and it's... you know, muted and beautiful, and words are lost. And that track, you know, we didn't intend to put it on the record, but when we were doing the pre-production for the record and having a session with the producer, we did sort of just one take of it that we ended up, you know, just somehow the spirit was delivered and it had to be included on the record.
Well, tell you what, we'll start off on stage with a version of Home I'll Never Be as the Low Anthem are playing live today. Thanks a lot, guys, for doing this.
Thank you.
This next song is a song by Jack Kerouac that we put on our new record. It's called Home I'll Never Be.
Across the country without a tag lift dive. Montana in the cold, cold fall. I found my father in a gambling hall. He said, Father, Father, where have you been? Been in the world since I was only 10. Don't worry about it.
This next song is the title track from our record called Charlie Darwin.
Set the sails, I feel the winds are stirring. Towards the bright horizon, set the way. Cast your reckless dreams upon our Mayflower, a haven from the world and her decay.
but said I would not be reliant. But tell you the reason why. Faith, my Lord, might call for me, and I wouldn't be ready to die. But don't let nobody ever turn you around, never turn you around, never turn you around. Don't let nobody ever turn you around, just keep on the cavalry. Now some said Johnny was a Baptist, but some said Johnny
Don't let anyone turn you around. It is the Low Anthem, our guest today. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. If you want to revisit many other segments from the World Cafe, go to our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Sign up for our World Cafe Next podcast or for our daily newsletters. That's all there at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.